The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
One of the things to pay attention to when you do mindfulness meditation practice are the subtle moods or subtle attitudes or subtle beliefs that can be there in the background of what we're doing. Sometimes unarticulated, sometimes it's just so quiet background part of this, the kind of ecology of the mind, that it's not recognized. Sometimes because there are attitudes or beliefs that have been held for a lifetime, and so they're just invisible, they're just like part of, you know, what's there. But these subtle things can make a big difference, can sometimes tip the attention from being able to be attentive and present and in a nice way that kind of pulls you along into the present moment, as opposed to taking you away and skidding off the present moment into your thoughts and ideas. And so, you know, one of the kind of a generic version of one of the very subtle beliefs or attitudes that can make it not so interesting, not so encouraging, not inspiring to kind of keep stay on track with the practice would be the idea that I'm not doing it right. Somehow I'm not doing it right. This is not quite right. After all, I'm the one who's doing it, so it can't be right. Or a subtle idea that someone else is doing it right. Or a subtle idea that it's too hard. This is really hard. Or I'm not doing it as well as other people are doing it. Maybe I kind of don't really belong here or something. The other hand, if there's a subtle background of attitude or belief that almost subconsciously that, this is pretty cool, I get to do this. This is pretty nice. Yeah, this is, maybe I don't understand the instructions very well or what to do, but wow, I get to sit here and not be at work. I get to sit here and just leave myself alone, just be here very simple and not have demands and requirements. This is a nice thing. Or, you know, I think I can do this. I think that if I know that it takes, sometimes takes a while to learn how to do anything at all, but I think I can do it. Or this is a nice thing. This is nice. This is nice. It's nice to be connected to my body. My body's uncomfortable, but it's nice to be connected. So this, you know, so you can kind of sometimes pay attention to yourself to see what are the subtle, it's almost like you see the evidence of the beliefs before you see the beliefs. You see it, feel the way that it weighs you down or just doesn't quite create an inner welcoming environment to be present for. And then maybe you can notice the belief that's behind that. Because if the belief is somehow negative, the mind is not going to be so interested in staying present. It's going to recoil or react to that, and it's more difficult to rein it in and stay present. But if the inner landscape or the inner beliefs is more positive, supportive, encouraging, appreciative, then it's easier for the mind to want to stay present. The mind likes, you know, it likes what's pleasant. The mind naturally doesn't like what's unpleasant. So if your underlying assumptions are unpleasant, it'll kind of spin you out a little bit more often. You can still practice with these negative attitudes. It just takes longer to kind of settle down and kind of get into it. But sometimes if you kind of can tune in, notice what your little attitudes are and the background, and what would it take without kind of a big kind of positive thinking movement, you know, just a very subtle little kind of like tipping your attitude or your belief a little bit towards the positive side, just in a way that is appropriate, honest, truthful. It's not a big stretch for you to go there, but just kind of bring that into the picture. Oh yeah, this is nice. I'm not doing as well as I thought I should be doing by now, but that doesn't matter because it's just I get to sit here quietly and no one's asking me of anything. This is nice. So something, you know, find something so that the inner landscape, the inner way of being attitude is appreciative or welcoming or feels like a good place to be. And then build on that. Let that be the support to come back. So when mind wanders off and you come back, you come back into that supportive environment, as opposed to coming back and, you know, you've wandered off and you bring the mind back and it comes back to an unsupportive environment where you have this little, maybe not so subtle beliefs, boy, I just blew it. And I'm just like a lousy meditator and this is hard and I can never do anything right. You know, but then, you know, that doesn't feel good. It's not very supportive. It's not welcoming. So of course the mind's going to want to wander off quickly again. So we want to be very caring and compassionate for how we are. And we don't have that much control sometimes. But these very subtle things sometimes can make a big difference. Just, you know, 2 degrees, 1 degree shift towards the positive can make a huge difference. So as you practice today, you might want to see if you can notice subtle attitudes or beliefs and whether they're supportive or not supportive of you. And is there an appropriate way of shifting it towards a supportive as you do the practice? Thank you.